have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
There's something swell about the spirit of Christmas, to see what it does to people, all kinds of people.
When you hear bells, when you hear bells are ringing, and voices swell, with all the carols singing, that's how you tell. It's time to do the Christmas cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, Christmas cha-cha-cha.
Well, I don't need anything more for Christmas than this right here.
All right, you're in the right place then. This is the World of Boating, Greg, your first mate. That's me along with Barry the Boater, going over some gift ideas for the boater on your list and reminding you to give the gift of boating. It's the gift that just keeps on giving all year round. All right. So you have something else you want to add? What?
One other thing, and then we can go to the boat erasers, which I thought was funny. If you have a chart plotter, I'm going to say Garmin, but there are other manufacturers out there, or a GPS or something like that, and you use Navionics or any type of maps system, update them for your friendly boater, because they probably bought those maps when they bought the chart plotter. It could have been a year or many years ago, and those maps may be out of date, or those charts.
Right.
You can actually buy, for some of them, subscriptions that auto update automatically if you're on some of the newer types of technology, or you can buy a chip that you just plug into it and you'll have the newest charts for your area for your GPS. Those are important.
Yes. You want to keep your Navionics. Is it Navi or Navy?
Navionics.
You say Navy, I say whatever. Navi, tomato, tomato.
But if you don't like someone's boat, you can always erase it with a boat eraser.
Maybe, but I don't think that's what they're made for. But yeah, we came across this unique product, and they're premium to boot. Premium boat scuff erasers.
Erasers.
That you can pick up on Amazon for like, you know, 11, 12 bucks. And they look like just crazy type of sponges, which is, you know, I don't know what it is, if they have something mixed into them to make them better, but I, you know, they'll clean up scuff marks. And the only reason I'm familiar with these things is I actually was given one of these type of erasers with some fancy luggage that I got. That's kind of made out of an aluminum type of, fancy, carry on luggage for my airplane travels. And they sent me one of these sponges with it. Like, hey, do this. We don't want you traveling around with dirty luggage or scuff marks all over your luggage. I'm like, I thought that's what luggage was for, but you know, they want you to keep your luggage clean.
It would give them bad press. There's also, you could buy a boat scrubbing brush glove. So, you know, you really should wash your boat after your outing. If you do take it out of the water, a little bit of care, maybe an hour or two of just scrubbing it down, getting that salt off is a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
You should also have a dry bag. Boats are generally wet unless you're in a big boat like Mike's.
Right.
But
well, that trash can thing looks like a dry bag that we were talking about before.
Yeah, but you don't want to mix your clean clothes.
Yeah,
in the
just
trash
throw it in the dry bag. Oh my gosh, there's a dirty diaper in here. What are you Barry?
No, not me.
Okay, so
if you don't have enough ceramic mugs in your home for coffee,
right?
You know, if one cabinet's completely filled up or not quite filled up, you can always get another ceramic mug. This one says, sometimes I wonder, is my boat thinking about me too?
Yeah. You mean the coffee mug?
Coffee
thing?
Cup. Yeah. Ceramic
so
coffee cup.
You're sitting there with your coffee and then you read that.
And you're thinking about your boat and then,
That's good. You know, here's the one I saw that I thought was cool, was a brass nautical antique brass and copper sundial compass, sundial clock, you know, like a gift set thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you put it on the boat or just have it in your home to remind you of boating.
Sundial on a boat's not going to work.
Why not?
Because the sundial has to be placed solidly on the ground.
Well, yeah, when you're shipwrecked, you would want to have that handy.
Okay, so after that 3-hour tour, when you end up on the deserted island right next to where the aliens' base is under the water, and they won't let you leave that island.
They accidentally sunk your boat, and you ended up on some deserted island. You don't want to be like the skipper Gilligan. And Marianne right. or Gilligan or yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay, Marianne well, with you. Who knows?
Oh, God. Here, oh, that's not
here we go.
All right. Okay. Anywho, but yeah, I mean, you know, or what about a sextant? I mean, don't you have one of those? And that's no, kind of like
a real sextant is pricey, but they are fun to use.
Yeah.
And when you learn how to use them, you realize they're only good at dawn.
Yeah.
At dusk and well, at midday a, to know kind where
of
you
like,
are.
That would be like a piece of boating artwork that you'd have in your house to remind you well, of your boat. Yeah,
but a real sextant would be really nice. There are plenty of them that look like, you know, they look real, but they're not. You know, they're brass reproductions and they're made in a country somewhere else.
Well, do you have, for your boat, do you have like a little sack of like, you know, save my ass kit that you throw on board every time with some rope and... some real basic well, survival have, stuff.
I have some basic stuff in a box, an extra VHF radio.
Like one of them aluminum.
I do not leave the battery.
What are they, like yeah. one of them aluminum
no, it's in a blankets? In a Pelican. No, Pelican box, a waterproof box.
Okay.
So I have an extra VHF radio. Keep the batteries out of the radio.
Okay.
And don't rely on rechargeable batteries. Right. Usually you want a VHF that'll use either, you know, not even alkaline. I use the... what are they? The lithium batteries.
Okay.
Because they don't leak.
All right.
And they last a long time. They'll okay. live a long time.
So you do have your own little yeah. dry box, save my boating ass kit on
it,
your boat.
If for some reason my boat could sink, it won't sink.
But what else? So you got batteries. You got
I got batteries.
VHF
I got
radio,
a radio in there.
A blanket
I got a mirror
kind of thing.
In there.
Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah. I don't know how well those work, but I always keep like a jacket, one of those like rain windbreaker jackets
right.
in the boat.
Yeah. Well,
and it's colorful. You know, it's a yellow.
Just something if
color.
You got stranded at sea, you and maybe throw a candy
yeah,
bar in
they
there.
Would find
kind of
me.
Thing. Yeah.
No. Well, I used to have, they have these bars you can buy. They're for being out at sea.
Well, yeah.
And,
well,
you, and they're right. high calorie,
yeah.
dense.
Well, you got
bars,
that. But what about like maybe a little bit of fishing line or even better yet, you get the water maker thing, you know, one of those filters
well,
like you got in a
you can't use, no, you can't use
a desalinator.
A life straw with, yeah, you would need a desalinator or you have water or you have a way of catching water.
Yeah.
So I got a bimini top. If there's a rainstorm, you would want to have buckets or something to catch water with.
Okay.
Water is your biggest thing.
Right. But I mean,
anytime
you
go boating.
You can get one of those emergency water filter thingies. Right.
Well, it wouldn't be a filter. It would have to desalinate or it had to use reverse osmosis to get the salt out. You
yeah.
don't want to drink salt water.
Ooh.
And a life straw won't work. A life straw is for fresh water
yeah.
that may have bacteria or other.
But a life straw would be handy. Like you said, capture the water in your bimini top if you got in a pinch. But you got to think
well,
through so
yeah.
all this stuff. And this is that might be a good thing to, you know, put together.
Yeah,
save
you
my
could
boating
buy survival.
Kit. Yeah,
exactly. They do have these survival bars. They're like little, I can't even describe them, but I saw them at one of the local marine places one time and I bought it and it has like a 10-year lifespan if you don't open it.
What is it, like hardtack? A newer version of hardtack?
Yeah, it's a newer version, but it has more calories and stuff to keep you going. But again, I can live without food for a while. As you know, I store it all in my belly.
Well, there's that.
So, but I do need water. You do need water after
well,
a couple of days. You're
that life straw thing would come in handy. I don't know if they make a...
Only if you're on an island.
Well, yeah.
That has fresh water.
Yeah, but it...
But they don't
maybe,
have a saltwater version
they don't,
of it.
They, don't they make a saltwater version of that kind of thing,
I
too?
Don't know.
I mean, thought they did, but...
Ultimately, you know, maybe one of the listeners will contact us and tell
yeah.
us, hey, you could buy this.
Right. But, you know, these are the things you think about for the, you know, gift-giving season for the boater
yeah.
on your list. And once again, if it's, you know, you have someone on your list that's not a boater, just get them a gift certificate to a boating club. Give them a little taste, or better yet, just say, hey, you make out a little card, say this certificate's good for one free boating outing with me, and then you get to benefit from the activity as well. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Avast, bear! Come back here, you! you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.